Move 99.7, big show happening tonight at the Tribute Community Center in Oshawa. Musician, actor, entrepreneur, the Straight Into Canada Tour. Ice Cube joins us on the show. Cube, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Your first leg of Straight Into Canada. You've been here for a little while now. How has the Canadian hospitality been treating you so far?
Oh, man, you know, it's been great. Like, a lot of enthusiastic fans, you know, from all ages, which is cool. You know, I know we got the day one fans that's going to be in the house, but we have, you know, a lot of youngsters come through. You know, a lot of them probably done seen the movie and, you know, got into my music and, you know, ready to see me live. So it's a real cool mixture.
You must see all ages, though, right? Because your career has spanned so long. As you said, you have the people that have been with you right from the beginning, but then you're probably bringing in a lot of younger fans, too.
Yeah, you know, it's I remember, you know, when I, in the early 2000s, when I did Are We There Yet, a lot of people, you know, they was like, oh, why can't you do this, you know, kids movie? And, you know, what happens is these kids grow up and they end up liking you, and then they see, oh, he does music too? Oh, okay. Oh, he's this kind of artist. Oh, N.W.A. Straight out of Compton. You know, you look up and they at your concerts, buying your merch, and a fan of your work, you know, which is cool. And that's kind of, you know, I've seen that happen since I did that movie.
You mentioned Straight Outta Compton, of course. You know, as far as music goes, I mean, just iconic, and 10 million albums sold throughout your career. But we understand you're still making new music as well. Here, there's a new album on the way. Where are you still finding inspiration from when you're making music?
This crazy world we live in. You know, just look around. You know, what's cool about music is therapy in a lot of ways too, because you can, you know, put your thoughts and actually give them a physical form in the form of a song or lyrics, you know, painting, whatever you do. But you know, you can actually get your feelings out. So keep on living, keep on looking around at everything and how, you know, the world is turning out. It's a lot to write about.
And a new album on the way, we understand, this summer. What can you tell us about that?
The new album is called Man Down. And, you know, it's really, you know, of course it's West Coast, you know, quintessential Ice Cube. But it's also, you know, making commentaries on the state of, you know, the alpha male in today's society. So, you know, it has, I'm dropping gems in there and my thoughts on things, you know, as well as, you know, rocking the mic. So it's a great record. You know, I'm real proud of it. I know the Ice Cube fans gonna love it.
You're a busy guy. You do a lot of different things. You've got your hands in so many different things in the entertainment world and the sports world, which we'll get to as well. But do you still love making music? Like, that's how you started. That was your first love. Is that still your biggest passion?
Yeah, man. You know, when I started doing music, it was for fun. I didn't have any dreams of being a rapper or making a living with the music. It was a hobby. It was creatively fun. And then, you know, we look up and people want to buy it and you know, my career takes off, but it's still fun for me. It's still, you know, a great way for me to be creative and have fun with entertainment. You know, movies are boring to make, to be honest. You know, it's a whole lot of sitting around waiting to shoot a little piece of the movie. So with records, you know, you can be fast, you can be spontaneous, you can, you know, if I could take a track down and put a new track up, if I'm not, you know, if I hit a wall on a certain song. So, you know, you can just be a little more spontaneous and creative.
I love it. Movies are boring. That's so great making them. Now you've been in many different movies over the years, Boys in the Hood, the Ride Along franchises, 21 Jump Street, all that. What role is it or what movie do most fans want to talk to you about?
Either Craig with Friday or Doughboy, Boys in the Hood.
Set the bar high with that one.
Yeah, but I get a lot of barbershop fans too.
Yep.
Depends on, in all walks of life, like a little something different. People like, Captain Dixon from 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Yep.
So I've been fortunate to be a part of a few different franchises that really stick.
Anything you're working on, like movies or TV wise, that's on the horizon for you right now?
Well, on the horizon is a. It's not a term I would use when it comes to Hollywood. You either are in development hell or you're in production. So right now, we're in development hell with a couple of things that hopefully we'll go into production with pretty soon. But you can be stuck in development hell and never make the movie. So I never count my chickens before they hatch, if you know what I mean.
Ice Cube is joining us. He plays the Tribute Community Center in Oshawa tonight. You're making movies and TV shows, and you're out there on stage and making music, and you got the big three, and you took a few minutes out of your day today to chat with us. Thanks so much for doing that, and have a great show tonight.
Appreciate it, man. I hope I see everybody out there in Oshawa. You know what I mean? And I don't get out there too often, so when your boy Ice Cube is in the neighborhood, you got to come through, pull up.